Stop on our look cross country this morning from the mouth of babes.
Look, be a lady tonight.
I had it up, but I'm in the fire.
Far more mature than his 5 years of age might suggest, you're witnessing Cameron Barlone's first gig as a professional singer. He actually packed the house on Sunday at the Kowloon Restaurant in Saugus, Massachusetts. Call it the family business. Dad's an entertainer, too. Keeping it in the family in Oklahoma City, 8-year-old Demary Love helped his mother deliver his baby brother over the weekend. Jumped into action. His mom's contractions came before the doctor, and mom, baby, and big brother were they all said to be doing fine now. And in Denver, this disturbing sight near a local duck pond. This Canada goose is suffering from an arrow shot through his torso. Volunteers tried to catch and treat the bird, but still didn't have any luck. All right, well, you know that old saying, no good deed goes unpunished. It rings so true near Salt Lake City. At a Walmart, 4 loss prevention workers do their jobs. They prevent the loss of a computer, then survive a potentially deadly encounter with the shoplifter that they saw swipe it. And guess what Walmart rewards them with? Pink slips. Yep, fired all 4 for breaking some rules. You know what? When you're trapped in a room with a desperate felon who has a gun and a rap sheet a mile long, don't you think all bets are off? Are you really going to just stand there and think about your Walmart handbook and policy AP09? Watch this story from Andrew Adams of KSL-TV, and we'll talk.
Absolutely. Time stopped. I didn't know what to do.
Gabe Stewart froze. A gun pressed into his back. He was pushed up against a wall, and Justin Richens and Sean Ray were backed against a closed door.
He looked right at me and said, "The gun is cocked. Come on, guys, just let me go. I don't want to do this. I don't want to hurt anybody.
Don't make me do this.
Don't make me do this."
It was January 13th inside this Walmart on Hillfield Road. A police report obtained by KSL shows Trent Allen Longton was seen stashing a netbook computer inside his clothes in the electronics department here. Then he headed toward the front of the store. These workers approached, escorted him to the loss prevention office. That's where Longton took out the laptop and then a loaded handgun. Bullet in the chamber. He rushed the workers, pushing the gun into Stewart.
I reached up and grabbed his wrist and his shoulder and spun him around.
I was thinking, whose house am I going to tonight to tell their family that their loved one was shot?
Asset Protection Supervisor Lori Polson says they went hands-on. She ripped the gun away. They restrained him until police arrived.
And you have to make a decision. Do I fight for my life, or do I stand here and watch?
Game over. Happy ending, right? Fast forward 1 week.
They called and set up the appointment for me to come in and be terminated from the company.
You said you fired for, you're being terminated for a violation of AP09.
AP09 is Walmart's policy on dealing with shoplifters. It shows employees are allowed to use reasonable force to limit movements of struggling suspects. But if a gun comes out, associates must disengage and withdraw. In this case, withdraw where? These workers say they had nowhere to go and no other real option.
The police had told us we did everything right.
Layton police say Longton, a convicted felon with a loaded gun, multiple outstanding warrants, and a long criminal history, likely would have faced a stiff police response outside.
Then likely they are going to, produce their handguns and try and, take the person into custody because you've got to be ready for it.
While Layton PD would not comment on the appropriateness of these workers' actions, the officer in the police report says it was in his and citizens' best interest and safety to take the suspect to the ground. Longton was initially charged with 5 crimes. This week, he pleaded guilty to 2 counts, robbery and possession of a gun by a restricted person.
After taking his statements along with the information that they learned from the store employees, the officers felt the probable cause existed for the charges that I outlined.
Walmart responded to KSL's calls and emails with a written statement. We appreciate the intentions demonstrated by our associates in this situation, but the actions taken put their safety and potentially the safety of our customers and other associates in jeopardy. The statement also points out the workers knew the rules before they acted. No consolation to Stewart and the others.
I honestly felt worse than when I had the gun to my back. I honestly felt betrayed.